University of Jamestown football team is getting ready for their spring game on Saturday. They will wrap up spring practice with a little bit of a scrimmage on Saturday at the practice field next to Harold Newman Arena. And we haven't had a chance to chat with Brian Mistral since he got the job back this winter, and he joins us right now. Coach, how you doing?
Living the dream, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Living the dream. I like it.
All the time.
So you guys are knee-deep in spring ball right now.
Yeah, and here's what's the best part about it is it's gone so fast. And when the guys when we came in, you know, the guys were wondering when spring practice is going to be, and the way that the class schedule is kind of set up. For us, we're going at 6 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we get done around 7:45. And it's fun to be out there on our own, and there's really no one else around on campus or anybody on the practice field, so we can jam up the tunes, and the guys are flying around and having a good time.
How have the guys responded to early practices?
You know, right away it was a little sluggish, I'm not going to lie. You know, coaches too, especially, you know, for our guys on staff that have little kids and guys that are, you know, babies are waking up early and things like that. Well, we're up and at them. We're on the field at 5:50 for special teams, and we're getting after it. And, you know, we kind of have to wake the guys up a little bit. We'll start with maybe an Oklahoma drill to start practice and get the blood pumping a little bit, so that way, you know, come 6 o'clock, they're ready to roll.
Well, what has been your thoughts here through the first couple weeks of spring ball? What have you noticed from this group?
We're learning how to practice like a team. And what I mean by that is there's certain things that when you see the same color jersey across from you for 15 practices, you know, you're going to get tired of the same seeing the same guy. And you're going to get, you know, battles tend to get a little bit more personal come practice 7, practice 8, practice 9. And so we reached a point in practice where, you know, personal vendetta started coming out a little bit, and the play got carried over into past the whistle, and there was guys that were, you know, whipping guys around after the play or maybe taking a little bit of a shove afterwards, and I'm not a big fan of that. I've watched too many guys get hurt, you know, and it's not usually the two guys that are scrapping. It's the guy that's walking around the pile that gets whipped around, and then all of a sudden a knee gets blown out or an ankle gets rolled. And so what we really started to talk about was how we're going to practice like a team. Like, hey, guys, we're all on the same page. Yes, if you're a D lineman and an O lineman pancakes you, don't take it personal. Get up and go to the next play and then kick his tail the next play. And right now, I think we've hit a point to where the guys understand that. And I think a couple of times where, you know, it got a little out of hand, we ran to the sideline and we ran for the rest of practice instead of actually practicing. And I said, guys, we are trying to practice football. If you want to practice fighting, you should quit football and go into MMA or do whatever the heck you want to do. But so we're learning how to practice like a team, and after we've kind of gotten that taken care of, our practices are a lot more smooth. Our guys are starting to help each other up and cheer each other on. And yeah, there's still some, you know, some talk going back and forth, which is good. And I'd lie to you if I would have told you that I didn't talk a little crap back in the day when I played. But it was all in fun, and I think that's where our guys are starting to understand that, hey, this needs to be fun. You know, football is fun, sir. And I think that's something that we're trying to get across to our guys. You know, we're ending practices too, which is kind of fun, with a competition every day. And you know, today was, you know, get into your position groups and give me one representative and who can do the longest long snap or who can kick the ball the farthest with their opposite foot. And, you know, the O-linemen are dominating right now, so they must be the most athletic group on the field.
Well, this is your first chance to kind of see the group of guys that you're going to head into the 2019 season with. For the most part, there'll be a couple guys that you get added, and obviously the freshmen as well. But what have you taken from these first couple of weeks of seeing these guys on the field?
You know, and I hate listening to interviews where this comes up, but we are young, and it's something that, you know, you need young guys to step up and to have a role and even a leadership role on a young team. You know, I think we're going into the season with single-digit seniors and juniors. And when you have a team like that, you need freshmen and sophomores that can step up and be leaders. And I think I've seen that, and that was something that was pretty surprising to me, because coming, you know, even from when I played and where I was at previously, you know, we were always, you know, senior and junior dominant. And now when we have the younger guys that are stepping up and taking a bigger role, it's fun to watch them hold the older guys accountable just as much as the older guys are holding them accountable. And it's little things, and the coach cliche of do all the little things the right way. Well, our guys are behind the line, whether it's offense, defense, on the sideline, or if the offense is behind the huddle, you know, they're 15 yards back, and they're holding each other accountable to be behind the line every single play. And I think that's important to where if a freshman looks at a senior and says, hey, man, get behind the line, and that senior listens, like now you have a cohesive unit that I think is going to do good things.
Chatting with Brian Mistral, he's the head coach at the University of Jamestown. These first couple months as the head coach, what's been the most eye-opening for you in terms of the change from, you know, being just a position coach now to being the head guy?
Well, as an assistant, and you can ask my former head coach, I had all the answers. I knew, hey, coach, you should be doing this, or hey, coach, you should be doing that. And now sitting in the big chair, you know, I'm really finding myself in the other coaches' offices a lot. Like, hey, guys, what should we be doing? Hey, you know, hey, what do you think about this idea? Or hey, what direction do we want to go with this? And I'm asking for a lot of help because I think, you know, as an assistant, it sounded like a great idea, but pulling the trigger and actually making it happen, you know, that's a whole nother ball game. So I really, the eye-opening thing for me was I don't know all the answers. And I think it was a humbling experience to sit in that chair and, okay, now I got to plan practice and we got to decide on dates for practice and when are we doing study table and when are we doing this install or when are we doing that install. And, you know, our coaches as a unit have really done a great job and I can't thank those guys enough because obviously when a new head coach comes in, you don't exactly know what's going to happen and how things are going to go, but they've been rock stars. And to be honest with you, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys because they're helping me become a better head coach every single day. And if we can get better at little things like that every single day, then obviously I'm hoping that I can help them be better coaches as well. So the eye-opening thing for me is I don't know everything, and I thought I did.
Well, that's good. Hey, first part is admitting the problem, right?
Right.
Well, you didn't know a lot of these guys extremely well. You knew some of the coaches that you had on staff, you know, through Josh a little bit, but you're getting to know these guys a little more. And what's been your impressions from what you've seen?
Awesome group of dudes. And what's really cool, you know, for me coming into to a program like this, you know, I'm the second oldest person. So Coach Shaleen, our offensive coordinator and associate head coach, you know, he was here when I was here as a player. So he's got the knowledge and a couple more gray hairs than I do. But, you know, everybody else, they're around the same age, which is really cool because now there's not that sense of, you know, I'm not a dictator. Like these guys, I feel like they can come into my office and bring up an idea and we can talk about it as adults and you know, really hash into things. And what's cool about it as well is I got to know these guys through, you know, Coach Cattell when he was here. But I got to meet these guys at camps and I got to meet these guys down at the convention. And there's just a bunch of cool dudes on our staff. And, you know, out of all the guys, you know, I didn't know Coach Model, our defensive coordinator, the most. And as my wife put it, she saw us out one night and she goes, basically, you guys are the same person. Like, it's unreal. It's uncanny. So we've gotten along really well. And, you know, I'm learning the defense. It's obviously a little bit different than what I'm used to. But as far as, you know, Coach Model was an accountant, I think, before this. So he's dotting I's and crossing T's left and right. And he's really got everything organized. And he's done a really good job. So, you know, of everybody, you know, Coach Model was the guy that I got to know the most so far. And it's been a great relationship.
I would imagine a little bit different being the head coach just in terms of like the administration aspect of it.
Well, there's a lot of meetings apparently that you got to go to as a head guy. But yeah, and it's something too that, and for everybody that doesn't know, you know, I'm naturally a defensive backs guy and that's what I coached. I've never coached anything else. And so coming in and expecting to just walk in and take a position over, that's not something that I wanted to do. And so when I got here, I told all the staff, like, hey, we're a little short-staffed on offense right now. And so Coach Shaleen's really coaching three position groups, but and he's done a great job. But, like, I want to walk around practice, and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing offensively and defensively. I'm cheering guys on and helping guys get better. But then off the field, you know, I'm not breaking down film. I'm not, you know, having the meetings with the kids. And to be honest with you, what's that done is it's freed me up a lot of time to, you know, go to a meeting that I maybe wouldn't have been able to go to. You know, I was just talking with our chaplain last week. You know, I went to a faculty staff Bible study on Wednesday, which as all of our other guys had meetings at that time. And it was something cool to where I could show my face to make sure that, hey, I want to be a part of this campus in every facet that I can be. You know, our mailbox is over in Tabor and it's across campus. And I make it a pride to go over there and walk all of our letters to our recruits. And I walk it over there, but I don't just drop them off. I go in, I say hi to everybody. And I think that that's important because, you know, you want the campus to become fans of Jimmy football. And I think right now, you know, how many games did you go to last year? I asked that question to a couple people. Well, you know, we went to no, I want you at every game. And I think it's important for me to be there for them so that they can be there for us. And so I've been able to do things administratively that maybe I wouldn't be able to do if I had to coach a position or if I was running the offense or running the defense. Because I think showing face and being in the campus community is important. And, you know, even the other day, I went and got my hair cut at Plaza Barber. And I said, hey, man, where's all your Jimmy gear in here? And Donnie goes, well, we don't have any. So the next time I got my haircut, he's got a helmet in Plaza Barbershop. So nice. It's something that I want to make sure I'm out in the community as much as I can be.
Brian Mistral is our guest. He's the head football coach at the University of Jamestown. Their spring game is scheduled for Saturday at 1 out at the practice field next to Harold Newman Arena. Let's talk a little bit about recruiting. That's been the big emphasis the last couple of months, I'm sure, trying to get that new class of Jimmies here. How's that been going?
Well, again, and I'll say it too much, but I don't think you can say it enough. Our coaching staff did an amazing job during the transition. And for anybody that understands college football, you know, when you have a coaching change, you're always going to have a potential to lose recruits that have already committed. And so when I became the head coach here, you know, one of the first meetings we had was, all right, who do I have to call? Who are the guys that are committed that I need to get in touch with? And I got in touch with, at the time, I think we had 17 or 18 guys that were still committed. So I called every single guy and made sure, like, hey, man, I'm in. You know, I'm an alum from this place. You're going to love it just as much as I did. I want you to have the same student experience that I did. Like, let's go. And so we kept everybody, which I thought was amazing. And that's really a testament to the coaches that were here on staff. And then going forward, we put together more of a plan of, all right, you know, I don't have a recruiting area right now as the new guy. So who are your recruits that we have left? And we sat down individually with every staff member, and they gave me their guys, and I started calling guys. And I just said, hey, we need to make sure that we're getting the right guys here, and I don't care who talks to them. I don't care whose recruit it is. It's our recruits. It is the University of Jamestown football program's recruits. So I don't care if it's, you know, Coach Model's recruit from northern Minnesota, but he's an O-lineman, so Coach Shaleen talks to him, and then I talk to him. And then he might have a parent that's from somewhere else, and then Coach Clancy can talk to him. The more people that can talk to these young men, I feel like then they have a better chance of really liking Jamestown. And so, you know, going forward, you know, we're still not done, and I think you're never really done at this level. We want to keep going. We need about 5 or 6 more guys, I believe, and we have a stranglehold, I think, on a few of them that are going to be really good football players for us, and a couple of transfers that, you know, we're definitely just going to need for depth reasons, but we're recruiting is the lifeblood of our program, and we need to keep doing it.
You have a youth camp coming up. You want to give us the details on that?
Hey, there's nothing better than little people running around Jamestown and practicing football. So, you know, guys and gals going into second grade through to sixth grade on May 28th and 29th at 6 p.m. To about 8 p.m., we're going to have a youth camp, and I want it to be a fun deal. We're going to, you know, all the parents are going to come in into our locker room. We're going to put a helmet on the young person, and we're going to have a jersey on them that's going to flood them to death, right? And we're going to have them take a picture with their parents, take a picture with me, just so they have it on their phones, and we're going to roll the ball out and let them have fun, and I think it'll be a great time. You know, I think there's also a basketball camp that morning, so parents in town, if you want to get rid of the kids for a few hours, you'll get rid of them in the morning for basketball camp, and then obviously football camp at the practice field will be such a fun time.
Last question, Coach, before I let you go. I didn't get to ask you this when I interviewed you after your introduction press conference, but I did want to just ask, what is your goal here as the head coach of the University of Jamestown? What do you see as the future for your program and yourself?
I want... And it's something that's easy for me to answer because I've been telling our guys this every single day. When you leave our program, I want our guys to understand 4 things. And it goes through life. And it's not even really, you know, football-related stuff. Number one is we're going to be good people. We're going to be good people on campus. We're going to be good people in the community. And we're going to be good people on the football field. So number one, these young men are going to leave our program, and they're going to be good people. Number two, they're going to understand how accountability works, holding yourself accountable and holding everybody else accountable. And I think that that's important because once you get into life and you graduate, you know, there's certain things that you're not going to want to do, or there's certain things that you're going to see people doing, and you have to have the ability to hold yourself accountable and hold other people accountable. And then, you know, number three, it's obviously something that's important to me, and I hope that everybody that graduates from Jamestown understands this, but I want our guys to be passionate and enthusiastic to wear orange and black, even after they're done. And I think it's something that you see with, you know, the Walk with Will campaign. You know, people that are excited when they're long gone from here to be Jimmies and be proud of it. That's something that when our guys leave, I want them to understand. And then number four for us is kind of been our mantra this spring is, you know, chop and carry. We're going to do our job. And I think that goes into life as well because, you know, every day, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm in charge of driving AJ to daycare. Do your job. Like, don't complain about it. This is your job. You got to do it. And I think when it comes to football, obviously everyone's got to do their 1/11th, as Coach Model says, and everyone has a role on this team, and you need to embrace that and do your job. So my goal is for our guys to leave our program and understand those four things. And I know it's kind of – I said that in my press conference, but it's really my big goal. I want our guys to understand those four things, and my ultimate belief is that if we can do those things, we're going to have a great student-athlete experience at the University of Jamestown, which – why do you go to college? Have a fun time and have a great student experience.
Exactly. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to the spring game on Saturday.
Hey, I'm ready to go. Let's get this thing rolling.
That is Coach Brian Mistro, the head coach of the University of Jamestown football team, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown.